someone's gift. You took it from me.
I did.
She just snatched it right out of my...
Are you feeling it?
I don't know if they feel the other ones, but I'm feeling this one.
I'm feeling a little dry right now.
Yes. Especially since I had to wake up so early to be here this morning to help out. And then still have to do it. Yes. I feel like I've given too much to the world.
Did you want some water?
Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
I'm Jay, by the way.
Oh, and I'm Winona. Thank you for remembering to introduce us. Yes. She always does. I never, because I get into my narcissistic rant and I forget.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even do this with you this morning. I haven't had enough coffee. Although I had a whole cup. I think I need another one.
Oh, my goodness. That's probably because we had a huge thing unfold before we did this. But that we're not here to talk about us. We really aren't. Anyway, go ahead and introduce the books.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So we are the And I Thought Ladies, Jade Winona, two of the 15.
Yes.
And we wrote these wonderful books. And I Thought Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons.
That would be this one.
And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy.
That would be this one.
And I Thought I Could Juggle It All.
That
See?
Would be the one I'm
not, not enough. Not enough coffee. And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone.
That would be this one.
Okay, my favorite one. I'm playing favorites.
Yeah, this is her favorite one in the whole world. So there you go.
And I Thought I had to all figure it out.
That would be this one. And yes, Hollywood. This is a wonderful, beautiful script already done. So just get actors and then have them speak the words. And then I want to be more famous. More famous is great.
Right.
Okay, can I say
Hold on.
Right there. In the CD. Okay, now go.
All of this is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and AndWeThought.com. Guys, if you do AndWeThought.com, take a moment and please go down to the ladies' page, to the down, whatever.
To the tippity bottom.
Not to the tippity bottom, but down to the bottom and look at the charities that we finally support. And congratulations, Malin Hawes, Enough Use UK, and the Inspirational Women of the Year, London.
Yeah, she did a great job. Yeah. Wonderful work. Wonderful job. Anyway, moving on. So, quickly. You can watch us anytime
on
Just Writing Life on Amazon. Or you can watch us on Channel 18 and Sacramento? Yes. California. Anyway, either way, you can watch our television show. There you go. Now, you're not
wonderful
here
guest.
To hear about us. And Jade, do you want to finish that?
Yeah, so wonderful guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Amy Breakout White. I live in Arlington, Virginia, and I am a writer and essay coach. I write everything from travel articles to educational articles and novels. I wear a lot of different hats having to do with words.
How do you find all those words? I remember we had Claire Amistad on once, and she was like, I think a writer only has a certain amount of words, and you don't want to use them all on social media. Side point. But the whole thing was, how do you continue to find those words?
I don't have a problem. I don't have a shortage of words. A variety of experiences. I mean, I'm sort of always on the go. I mean, we're talking about that, earlier. You always go on the go. You're always doing lots of things. So I think just a constantly changing setting. I try to be around a lot of people from different age groups, from my daughter's age, she's 18, to my neighbors in her 70s, and listen to their words. A lot of times I'm just driving down the road and words pop into my head, and I pull over and I put on voice memos and spill out whatever words are coming. I don't spend that much time on social media. I mean, I just don't. I post a few things, but I'm with Claire. I'm gonna kind of save my words for different things, because I write nonfiction and fiction, and I find that if I talk too much, then that's bad for my writing. I have to not really talk too much about what I'm working on, because that will sort of take care of the impulse to share.
Exactly. Exactly. I've had that happen a few times where you talk about it and you're like, all right, you feel like you've accomplished it. There was a study on that. But if you tell too many people, you feel like you've already accomplished it. Your brain goes, I've accomplished it. And you just don't finish it. So you said novels. I knew about journalism, and you just told me about essay coaching, but you didn't mention novels before. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had one come out with Greenwellow, which is a division of HarperCollins, in 2010. It was a YA novel for mostly, you know, young girls. That's pretty much my target audience, about magic flowers, about the language of flowers, called Forget Her Knots, kind of a pun on forget-me-nots. So that came out, and you know, it was not phenomenal timing. I'm sorry, I live in the, if you hear the airplane going over, I live in the not too far from National Airport, so we get lots of planes. But that was 2010 was when all the bookstores closed, like Borders. Remember Borders?
Yeah.
When that closed, and
Books a Million.
Well, not all of them closed.
Yeah. So, but anyway, right now I'm working on a novel for adults, for women, like a group book. With three different women's voices kind of intertwining, and the title is Thorny Love, and I'm very excited because I'm gonna take a week next week and kind of try to sequester myself and fit, you know, do my final revisions on it.
Nice.
So
that's exciting.
That is exciting. I always like you, and it's like the end of a book. We're just finishing a book right now, and it's exciting.
Yeah, the one we've been promising you guys
for like 2 years, almost 2 years, and we are finally getting it done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I thought he was the one. So that would be book number 8 in 23 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a shortage of words over here. Can you tell?
But I really liked how you said
you all write together.
Yes, 15 of us,
15 ladies that write together.
Well, not all of them write in all the books, but they are a group.
Yes, and they're represented by 5 public faces. But Jade, you had a question.
Yes, so I like how you put that you hang with people like your daughter's age is 18 to like 70. And you get that wisdom. So was that one of the advice that you would give writers that are having writer's block?
Definitely. I mean, I think, you know, I find the most interesting books, the ones that I really enjoy, you know, are not just sort of focused on one age group, but a lot of times on the interactions between the age groups that I have. I mean, I actually have 3 kids, 24, 22, and 18. And, you know, I find them to be very stimulating and exciting to be around. But I also try to listen, you know, to my neighbors, my mom, you know, because we're all here together. And, you know, right now, we need to make connections in a different way than what we've been doing. And so I think, you know, really trying to sort of get out of your own little circle of comfort, you know, maybe, and connect with people who have a different perspective, have a different life experience, because, you know, we all do. And that's very stimulating for me. I, you know, I'm one of those people that I love to, you know, anyone I'm with, I want to kind of know what makes them tick. It drives my kids crazy because I ask interview type questions all the time. You know, they can't just get away with saying, you know, oh, well, yeah, I had a really good time. Well, why? Well, you know, how so? Well, what's going on? What about that? You know, so I drive them crazy. But, it is interesting because another thing I'm talking about, the different kinds of writing that you do, I do find that all my different types of writing feed each other. I mean, I think like my, you know, my interviewing and my nonfiction writing really makes my fiction tighter because I'm so, you know, when you're working with word counts for a magazine or newspaper, there's no extraneous words anywhere. And I think that's really helped with my novel writing, you know, because kind of tend to go off and you have a word count, but you've got so much more room to play. So
stop looking at me, Jade. Stop it. I can feel your eyes.
I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at her.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because she likes to do that. She likes to go on and on about describe things that you described it to death. But yes.
In Resurrection, you didn't describe it again. But you were saying about no extraneous words. That actually led me to, first I was going to ask, you know, about, you know, what's the difference between journalism and writing a novel, but you've already answered that question. And journalists tend to do that. They really tend to answer questions.
Our questions before we ask them.
Before we ask them. So, which leaves me with, what is your favorite thing you've written?
say the novel I'm working on now, you know, that is still in revision. But hopefully, like, next week it'll be done. fingers crossed. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, like, brings together a lot of, you know, some of the wisdom I feel like I've gained through my own life. And I just think, you know, I like to think that everything I write is better than what I've written before. You know, I like to think I keep growing through my writing. You know, I've written some stuff I'm very proud of, and I've written some so-so stuff probably too. But, I like to think, you know, the best is still to come. I mean, that's one of the great things about being a writer. I think, you know, you can do it forever, and it's, you know, it's just kind of how you breathe. It's, you want to share and, you know, reconfigure experience and share it and connect with people, you know, through your words. And I think the best thing is yet to come. But right now I'm very excited about this novel.
I love how you said it's kind of like how you breathe. Other people breathe in CO2 and breathe out oxygen. I mean, breathe in oxygen and breathe out CO2. Oh, my
word. It's been a long morning.
As a biology major, that's bad. Anyway, I was going to say, we kind of breathe in ideas and exhale stories. So can you tell everyone where to find you, like, on online, articles, stuff like that, magazines?
Sure. So it's Amy Brecount White, AMY, and my maiden name is Brecount, BReCount, last name is White, my married name, and that's my website, amybrecountwhite.com. You can find me under that name on Facebook. I tend to link to my articles there, link to my articles on my website, and then I also write pretty regularly for Arlington Magazine and Bethesda Magazine. Both of which have an online component. So if you search my name, it'll link to my first novel and my articles, and, you know.
And her second novel very soon.
Yeah.
Second novel soon, yeah, fingers crossed. That would be funny.
So she's just about wrapped herself up. Do you want to wrap us up, Jay?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm Jay, off camera today, and Winona.
That would be the little cute one.
Oh, my. Oh,
my narcissism has to show somewhere.
And we are the And I Throw It Ladies. Three. Why am I counting three? Two of the 15.
Funny tea over here.
The 15. And you can find out everything that your ladies are doing on andwethought.com.
I think we should finish it up with our favorite saying. Is
that wisdom is all around you.
If you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona
and Jade.
Bye-bye. Bye.